There is growing bipartisan support on Capitol Hill for investigations into whether Russia tried to influence the outcome of the U.S. presidential election. The Republican chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee announced plans yesterday to hold hearings looking into the alleged hacking. New Hampshire Senator Jeanne Shaheen is a member of the Foreign Relations Committee, and she joins us now. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for the time.
It's great to be with you.
Now, Senator, you called for a hearing on the issue of possible Russian interference in the election back in September. Why do you think it's taken until now for the election, after the election, for this to gain traction?
Well, what I was told at the time was there was concern that it would turn into a partisan debate. And as I pointed out at that time and still believe, this is a bipartisan issue. Anytime there is a threat from another country, in this case, Russia, who also happens to be an adversary, interfering in our elections, that's a threat to our democracy and our national security. So I'm very pleased that we've now had three Republican chairmen of the three relevant committees in the Senate call for an investigation within their committee. That includes the Foreign Relations Committee and the Armed Services Committee. I sit on both of those, and also the Intelligence Committee. So I think that's all very good news. I hope that we're going to get to the bottom of this and we'll take appropriate action when, depending upon what we find out about what Russia has done.
Now, obviously, I know the investigation hasn't begun, but what have you been able to learn about what actually has transpired in terms of Russian interference, and what questions do you have?
Well, at the time I called for the hearings back in September, we had our Secretary of Homeland Security, Jay Johnson, and other officials say that Russia had hacked into our databases. At that time, it was in the states of Arizona and Illinois, that there was evidence that they were attempting to sow confusion about the election process here in the United States. And they said that reached to the highest levels of the Russian government. So that's what we knew at the time in September when I first called for the hearing. So we know that there was a lot of interference. We know that Russia is linked to the hacking of the DNC emails, of Hillary Clinton's emails and people on her staff, there's a connection between that hacking and giving that information to WikiLeaks so that they could release it. So I think we need answers to a lot of these questions, and it's important to have public hearings so the public understands what went on. And I certainly hope that the Obama administration will declassify some of the information that's classified.
Are there actions that President Obama needs to take before he leaves office to ensure that there is transparency on the issue?
Well, he has said that they will be investigating. The intelligence community will be investigating. And I think the question is whether information will be declassified. There are members of the Intelligence Committee who have called on the Obama administration to declassify some information that was testified to at a classified briefing of the Intelligence Committee. It's my hope that they will agree to do that, release that information to the public. I have seen some of it. I find it very troubling.
How concerned are you about the president-elect? Donald Trump has been so far dismissive of this issue. He doesn't seem interested in finding out what happened. Could Donald Trump block any investigation after the inauguration?
Well, he certainly can't block the investigations that are going on in the Senate. And it's disappointing to hear that he has been so dismissive of this information that's come from our intelligence community, because it's in his interest, it's in everyone's interest in America to get to the bottom of this, to make sure that it doesn't happen again. You know, Rick, I've been on a number of electoral observation missions in countries around the world, in Armenia, in Georgia, in countries where they were expecting interference from the Russian government. I never expected that we would see that kind of interference in the United States from the Russian government.
I know Senator Claire McCaskill has called Russian interference in the election, quote, a form of warfare. Do you agree with that assessment?
I do. In fact, we had someone testify before the Armed Services Committee in the last couple of weeks who called it exactly that. He said that this is another strategy, just like their military strategy, just like their information strategy, that Russia is using to undermine Western values and Western democracy.
So what should the U.S. response be?
Well, I think that's the response needs to be a thorough investigation into what happened to make that information public so voters and people across this country know what has happened. And then we need to think about what the appropriate steps are. Are there sanctions, additional sanctions that we should take? Should we prevent certain high Russian officials from traveling into the United States? And, you know, that's why it's so troubling to hear the suggestions that there are very close ties between so many people who Donald Trump is talking about being part of his cabinet and part of his White House inner circle, who have those close ties to Vladimir Putin. This is information that needs to come out for the public.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that because you have expressed deep concerns about Trump's nomination of ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson for Secretary of State. Obviously, many ties to Russia, business ties. What are your concerns specifically?
Well, first of all, I think we need a thorough examination. That's what the hearing process is all about. But the concerns that I and others on both sides of the aisle have expressed about Tillerson have to do with his close ties to Vladimir Putin, with the potential conflicts of interest that he might have because of his dealings as an executive at Exxon and Exxon's influence and dealings in countries around the world because of his lack of diplomatic and government experience. I think all of those things should be examined very carefully at the hearing when he comes up before the Foreign Relations Committee.
Do you see any benefits to his business ties?
Well, I'm sure he brings a breadth of experience, but the question is whether the negatives that he brings outweigh that. You know, the other question that I have, and I want to hear his answers to, are what was his role in Exxon's effort to undermine the science around climate change? There have been reports that have come out in recent months about Exxon's deliberate effort to undermine science around climate change. And so I want to know if he knew about that, what his role was, did he condone that effort? So I think there are a lot of questions for Mr. Tillerson.
President-elect Trump canceled the press conference slated for this week to talk about how he's going to handle his business interests. What questions does he need to answer on that issue?
Well, it was very disappointing to see that he has still not answered those questions about his conflicts of interest and what he's going to do with his business interests. So he avoids that as president. You know, he's tweeted a couple of times about that, but we really need a serious discussion. He needs to be clear with the American people about what he's going to do. And he needs to put forward a real plan to distance himself from his business interests that would set up potential conflicts of interest for him as president. And he needs to do that before he's sworn in.
Do you actually think he will fully divest of his interests before he's inaugurated?
Well, he certainly has suggested that he does not intend to do that.
Senator Jeanne Shaheen, thank you so much for the time today.
Great to be with you, Rick.